Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are going to continue here on this program. We're going to go into our conversation with Beth McDonald, and we'll get back to our discussion of intimacy and so forth with our guests. But first, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com 2.0. Now, remember, folks, I'm adding the 2.0. Don't put that in when you type in the URL.
You should probably stop that, Richard. We're probably going to confuse people.
Don't want to do that. But don't want to confuse people.
Right.
Facebook
right.
as well. And, of course, they can call 963-0842. We'll give that at the end of our segment here, which is an excessively long one today because here we are almost halfway through May. Believe it or not, not to jump the gun, but we're almost halfway through this year. And we're also in Taurus.
And it's also Mother's Day.
And it's
so
Mother's
first
Day.
Things first. Dude.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Even if they're mothers like Amrita, who mm-hmm. are mothers to little furry friends.
Yes, indeed. We've got a whole... A matter of fact, we're now a family of 12.
Yeah.
It's... And I, again, you know, the old saying is, well, you know, I wouldn't... If it weren't for my mother, I wouldn't even be here, which is absolutely true. And, of course, everything that we learn, I think initially, not to take anything away from the dads, and we'll give them their due in June... but mom really does the nurturing. She really does the raising of the children. And at least when I was a kid growing up, that was the way it was. And even into the 60s, it started to change. But, you know, and I'm wondering, too, astrologically, how Mother's Day falls into the whole cycle with the zodiac.
That's a really good question. You know, one of the things that I think is underemphasized in astrology is the aspect of archetypes, the aspect Ooh. Of integration and continuity, and that each of us has each of the 12 signs of the zodiac or the 12 personality types mm-hmm. within us somewhere. And so as the sun moves around the sky and as we spend time in each of the signs, we're asked to identify with that particular sign and its attributes and spend a little time reflecting and calling forth and honing those aspects within ourselves so that we can be more integrated as a personality and be more successful out in the world. So with that said, the archetype of Taurus, which is also a factor of Mother's Day, is the divine feminine archetype, the sacred feminine. Each of us, whether we're born in a male body or a female body, has some feminine aspects and some feminine attributes. And sometimes those are readily apparent, and sometimes we kind of have to dig for them. Mm. But right now, with the sun in Taurus, and especially on Mother's Day, we're not only looking at the feminine aspects of life and our lives and our relationships, but we're also looking at the mothering aspect, the nurturing, the caring. You know, you don't have to give birth to nurture and to be a loving, caring, nurturing person. You don't have to be a woman to be a loving, caring, nurturing person. And so to get back to your original question, for this at this point in astrological time, for men, it's really about taking a moment, not only appreciating the feminine and the maternal as it's manifested in your life, but digging a little deeper, drilling down a little further, and seeing if you can get more in touch with that side of yourself mm-hmm. and how comfortable you are with it and how adept or adroit you are at expressing it.
Well, I can tell you that I may forget to call my mother and or my father on St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day or any on any of these other days, but my father's voice rings in my ears on Mother's Day saying that I will hear from him if I don't at least call my mother on Mother's Day, and I will be doing that this afternoon. So no worries there. And that wasn't or else per se, not that he's going to do any harm to me, but it was more the admonition that this woman is important to me, but she is also important to you because she gave birth to you. So at least show her that honor and that due.
Respect.
Yeah. And I think that's real important. Let's talk. Go ahead.
The other thing I just want to say that I think gets forgotten is that in a lot of ancient cultures and even today, the women were the peacemakers. The men could be the war makers, but the women could really be the peacemakers. And so, and Mother's Day, as we celebrate it today, you know, we really get away from the fact that it started in this country as a peace movement. And mothers who were tired of sacrificing their sons to the gods of war, you know, mm-hmm. and the political forces that developed all this, that were always, you know,
yeah,
starting wars and dragging their children into it.
Exactly.
And so, you know, one of the things that I really encourage people to explore at this time of year, especially given how Taurus is ruled by the goddess Venus, and both Taurus and Venus are very much about relationships and the softer skills in relationships, not the aggression,
right.
but the grace and the graciousness and the peacemaking in our relationships. And so at this time, also spend some time looking at where am I a peacemaker and how can I be a bigger one? How can I be a bridge between warring factions in my life?
And
you know, even if it's just between my mother and my wife,
right.
or my, you know.
Yeah, that's a very right. good point.
Right.
I don't remember when this happened, and I think it was in recent history within the last 50 years, but I remember hearing about a group of women who basically said to their men who were part of the political hierarchy or something in one country, and I can't remember. It wasn't here in the United States, mind you.
It was Lysistrata, and it was a play in ancient Greece.
Was that? Okay, and they withheld.
Right.
Sex.
Right. It was all about if there is no other way,
yeah.
then women, you have a moral obligation to withhold and
yeah.
withhold sexual privileges from husbands and lovers as a means of forcing the men to negotiate peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so we're into Taurus. Taurus, the bull, the symbol.
Yes.
And I don't see, you know, when I think of the bull now, especially with our conversations of the past as well, I see a symbol of strength, of focus. Some would say stubbornness too, you know, stubborn as a bull.
Well, I see steadfast.
Steadfast.
It's
That's a good
steadfast.
Word. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unwavering.
Mm. Okay. Can stand its ground.
Right.
And I think that, and as you said, each one of us has all 12 signs, but
right.
there's always that one because of when we were born that seems to be more prominent.
Right. And then also at certain times of our lives, as we move through different aspects of our lives and as reflected in different kinds of charts, the solar return, the chart, the progress chart, different archetypes become more pronounced, and we'll end up spending more time focusing on the graces and the life lessons of those signs.
Very interesting. You have, we'll let our listeners know once again that you have a new and improved website, but at the same location of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. We also will let you know that she is available at Facebook. Just go to Beth McDonald Consulting. And then, of course, via the phone, it is 963-0842. You're also on LinkedIn, as am I. And people can connect with you in lots of different ways. And we'll be back here next week on the 18th, already halfway, more than halfway through the month of May, to talk further about some of these things that that we have to deal with here. And again, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay where you are, folks. We have more coming here on the program, an intimate look at intimacy here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.